The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat?' or 'What are we to drink?' or 'What are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. I've had something of an exploration this week, as we're working our way through the Sermon on the Mount, of where our priorities really are. And Jesus, we think that he's gone after everything already. He's talked about anger, he's talked about lust, and now he's going after money. So how is it that we see this? We can look at it and say, well, look, of course, I serve God. I'm devoted to God, and money not so much. And yet, isn't it true that it just needs a little bit of crack, like that little bit of space in our hearts, where we start thinking, but how am I going to pay for that? And then how am I going to pay for that? And before we realize it, we've started to make all kinds of decisions in our lives based not on God and our faith and our trust in him, but on money, on mammon, and all the things that mammon promises us. Security. Does money really provide us with security? I'm not sure. Certainly not, right? This is a temptation of the heart. This is the difficult part, is that we realize in our hearts that we gravitate towards money, material riches, whatever they may be, that we put our faith in those things. We put our faith in material possessions. And once we do that, then our whole world is going to be reorganized around those material pursuits and not around God. Remember, Jesus is saying that we do invest ourselves as human beings in things. And he's saying not just that we put our money over here as an investment, but that we put our lives into certain things. And he's saying, put your investment into God. Invest in God. Invest your life in God. And he's giving us here all this reassurance. You know, I realize that as Catholics, we have a lot of do's and don'ts, and people sometimes like to see the faith as a set of rules. And I think my mother and I were on retreat, and one of the presenters said something that was really quite profound, and I think it has ramifications for the way that we try to pass on the faith. Was that rules without love breeds rebellion. Did I get that right? Rules without love breeds rebellion. And so if we try to pass on the faith as a set of rules, we're asking for our children to rebel, unless they find in the heart of that somehow the love of God. And this is what Jesus is giving us. But let's look at one of the rules that he gives us today, right? Because we want to follow the commandments of Jesus. So let's look at one of the rules that he gives us today. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. We could think about all the very difficult things that Jesus has asked us to do or not do. This is a commandment from God. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. I think the worry could probably be a false god also. But Father, we have so many things to worry about. Okay, like this and that, okay. But then you realize when those things, you're no longer worried about them, what is it? It feels like you're forgetting something, right? Because you're not worried about something. I've got to be worried about something. I must be forgetting something. So it possesses us also, and Jesus is getting to the heart of it. When we invest in God, when we turn over our hearts and lives to God, there's really very little space for worry. We have trepidation, we realize that we have these concerns in our hearts, but we bring them before God, and we entrust them to him. Jesus has just taught us how to pray the Our Father, that we focus on God. And as we focus on God, we find that he cares more about our genuine needs than we do, and that we can trust in him to provide us with everything we need. So, and I think on Saturday, we're blessed with always this beautiful memorial when we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she gives us in her life, in her witness, a perfect example that we can follow here. Mary, who was told about her son and the suffering she would endure. But we know that Mary was happy. Mary was joyful. I mean, we listen to Jesus talk about, look at the birds in the sky. Like Jesus himself has looked at the birds in the sky. He's looked at the blades of grass and he's seen how finely clothed they are. He's delighted in the beauty of creation and how God provides not only for all his creatures, his animal, he provides for us. And we don't have to worry because we're caught up in the love of God. And if we're investing our hearts and lives in God, then our whole lives will make sense. Our whole lives will be filled to overflowing with his love and mercy, and with his beauty, with his kindness, and all the rest. So we look to Mary today and we ask our Lord to give us hearts like hers, that we could turn over everything we have and everything we are to God, that we can invest in him with our entire life and so receive his love in such substantial way that we too can bring Jesus to birth in the world that so desperately needs him.